in Tibet, there one teacher has two disciples. The two disciples went very far to their homes, very far, and they came back. They returned back to the monastery. And the teacher gave cold tea. So the teacher gave cold tea. So one disciple told the teacher is so kind, you know, you came very far, but so tired, and he kept the tea purposely cold. And so kind, he thought. And the other teacher, the other disciple thought, how terrible this teacher is, because we came so far, so tired, and didn't give us even warm tea. So you understand? So you see, it's one tea. So they call tea, but one disciple is so happy. You see, so happy giving the cold tea. One disciple so upset, you know, giving cold tea. So the, so how, you see, again here Sam. You know, because the other disciple, you see, he put positive label, the situation, you see, he put positive label. So he said, good, so good, you know. He thought, so good. So he enjoy. He put positive label, it's so good. Yeah? So he enjoy. So happy. The other person put negative label, this is bad. You know? Didn't give us a warm tea. So bad. So then because he put a negative label, this is bad. So he's you know, so unhappy or angry or unhappy. So the point here, now you understand, the point here, you know, what makes you happy, you see, also is it's also by your label. What upsets you is also by your own label. You see. What upset you is also by your own label. What upset you is also what made you happy is also by your own label. You see. See, label good or label bad. So the other person's happiness by receiving cold tea is come from his own mind. The other person so upset, angry, you know, you see, having received cold tea, it come from his own mind. See. You can see now. Now you can see now. Other person's happiness to do that is that you can see now that the production of his mind, that which look at the situation positive, good, and other person's problem came from his own mind, which labeled as bad. See, so both came from their came from the mind. So in our daily life, what brings our life down is by our mind putting negative label. What brings up is it ups and downs in our daily life. You see, what brings up when our mind puts a label, positive, good, then it is up. So that you see, makes oneself happy. You see. The other one, by putting negative label, it brings you down. It makes you unhappy, you know, so depressed, all that. So you see, in our daily life, you see, your life situation, whatever is happening, you see, appearing good, you see, came from one's own mind, putting say a positive label, saying good, and appearing bad, you see, seeing problem in your life, and that is, you see, one's mind by putting negative label to the situation, you see. You see, until our mind made up the label, until our mind impute the, you see, bad until our mind until our mind impute the problem, you know, until our mind impute that this is a problem. You see, until our mind impute that this is a problem, until that you don't see problem. You see, until your mind, you see, label the problem, until before your mind labeled problem to the situation of your life, you don't see a problem. After your mind imputed problem to the situation of your life, then you see problem. You see, until your mind didn't label problem, you don't see problem. After that, you see problem in your life. You see, so generally it's like that thing, you see, in our life. The problem that you see is came from your mind. Came from your mind. The one thing is by putting the label, that is a problem. That's one way. How the problem is coming from your own mind. You see, that's one way. This moment, problem is coming from your today or this hour, this moment mind, this moment concept. what kind of concept you have in this moment? You see, this moment problem is a production of. It's a creation of this moment, your concept. It's a way of thinking. You see problem in the life by thinking. You see, by thinking in a negative way. By thinking in a positive way, you don't see problem in your life. So depending which way you think, like a channel of, you see, this way another channel, that way another channel, you know, which way you turn. What do you call this one? Knob, yeah, like knob, you see. So this way by turning another channel, this way turning another channel, you see. So, whether you see a problem in the life or not, depends on which way you think. You see, it's totally up to which way you think. if the label cancer is not imputed, cancer doesn't exist. If the label AIDS is not imputed, AIDS doesn't exist. as well as all other problems. Yeah. One time at Dharamsala, one monastery teacher, there's a monastery called Dialect School. So there's the main teacher. So one time I was coming down to the palace, was, you know, so the teacher, what, as you said, you know, the nose up, the nose up. So you say, the nose up, you know, looking down. No, what I did was this, that's right. What I do was I think I bowed down or something, you see. Bowed down, something like that. Then the teacher, you know, he did like this one. So that, because I didn't apply meditation immediately. See, didn't practice mindfulness. So it upset, you see. So then I went up to Shita, you know, retreat center, my room. So I sat down. I went up and I sat down. Then I thought of the teacher. I thought of the teacher. Then I thought, as I sat down on my bed, you know, in my room, as I turned back to my room and sat down, then thought came. As soon as I sat down, I was thinking very strongly of him, and then thought came in my mind that. You see, I'm only become friend of my ego. You know, I'm only become friend of my ego. Only developing. What I do is only develop my ego. But this person is helping me to destroy my ego. You know, he's helping me to destroy my ego. You see, he's helping me together. He's helping me together to destroy my ego. You know? Myself alone, always I, you know, become friend of the ego, and only what I do is develop, you know, make bigger, see, my ego. So the, you know, see, so here he's helping me to destroy my ego. So how kind he is, you know, how kind, how so precious. Because if you don't have ego, if you don't have ego, it means you're bodhicitta, you know, self. If you don't have self-cherishing thought, that means you're bodhicitta. The bodhicitta, which you can become enlightened, that you can see. That also makes possible with so much merit you claim, so you can realize emptiness, and you see, you can assist the gross and subtle defilements, you know, and then achieve full enlightenment and able to liberate numberless other sentient beings, those who are obscured, who are suffering, and you are able to bring them to full enlightenment. So, you see, this person is making possible to happen that to you. So, I mean, this I'm just explaining, but what I thought that time is this. So, this, you see, myself is like that, but this person is helping me to destroy my ego, my enemy ego. My real the enemy, you know, who's abiding in my heart, you see. So this is this person is unbelievable precious, so kind. So you know, that kindness, you see, not just, you know, somebody give you somebody give you a few $100 or something, you know, give food in a kind, or mother's kindness, you see, you know, parent's kindness, you see. That kind of kindness is something very deep, you know. Somebody who helped you to destroy your ego is the obstacle to achieving enlightenment, you know, the main obstacle to achieving enlightenment. So unbelievable kindness, so precious. You see, so the kindness, kindness is something very deep. You know, kindness is that you feel, you see, from bottom of your heart. You know, so here now you see, so here now you see that person unbelievable, so kindness, so precious in your life. You see that person so precious in your life. For you, you know, so precious who did that. So you see, so before, when I was in front of him, that negative, because I put a negative label. So you see, that upset me. So now here, after I came in the room, sat down, you know, came this way, and realized, you know, looking what he did is benefiting me. You see, what he did to me is benefiting me. You know, it's kindness, benefiting me. You see, not harming me, benefiting me. You see, you see, to destroy the ego. You know. You see, which means to, you know, helps, that person helps me to achieve enlightenment. So that's what it means. So here, positive label, you put positive label, what the person did, you see. So not only you enjoy, not only you stop upsetting, but you know, so you feel appreciation, you know, kindness of that person. So even, you know, thought comes, you know. Even thought comes to say, to repair kindness, you know, to tell him to thank. And even thought comes to give him present, you know, to give him present to thank. I thought the present to thank him, but unfortunately the present didn't happen. thought to give present, you know, to that person, but unfortunately physically didn't get done, you know, to actually give, you know, offer. I have about 27 gurus from whom I received different initiations, different teachings. Since from the childhood time, including my uncle, who taught me Tibetan alphabet. So there is regarded when you learn Tibetan alphabet, the main aim is to practice Dharma. That was aim, not just as kind of like a job or school, not that, not without, a, not the purpose of learning alphabet. You see, I guess in the school, maybe if it's in school, maybe different attitude. But normally, when you in a monastery, you go to a monastery to somebody, you learn alphabet, it means you're going to practice Dharma. It's totally different. So to live the life in that way and for that purpose to learn alphabet, normally attitude is that. So then the person who teach you alphabet is recognized guru, spirit master. So I have two uncles who taught me Tibetan alphabet. Why I had two teachers teaching alphabet was because I was very naughty. I was very naughty, you know, always running away from monastery to my home, say, my family place, my mother's house. Maybe it takes, maybe it takes, I think, I'm not sure, half hour or 25 minutes. So, from the monastery, from the, you know, it's there. it's on the side, on the surface of the mountain. Then you go on the hill, then go down in the village. You see. I was very little, so when I escaped from the monastery, so I said, non-stop, I should run down, just run down from the monastery, non-stop to the village. Because there's a cave, so side of the road, there's a rock, cave, dark, you know, kind of, you get scared, so I just run down, very non-stop. So anyway, did a few times like that. Then again, my mother, then somebody carried me on somebody's shoulder. Somebody carried me on their shoulder and put back to the monastery the next few days. Then when my teacher went inside the room to cook lunch, we have 3 meals, 4 meals, something like that. So then I just, while my teacher went inside the room, then I just, you know, so outside of the, there's a courtyard. And surrounded by the piles of firewood around, and there's a door. So the one my teacher went inside, then I just, you know, took the opportunity to run down. So anyway, so because of that, then another Solukhumbu area called Rowaling, one place, much more primitive, much more, it's a more hidden place, more primitive, I think. But all those areas regarded a holy place. Pema Sambhava, the great yogi Pema Sambhava, the one who purified the land of Tibet, you know, when they built the first monastery in Tibet. Samye. So daytime people build, nighttime spirits they tear down. So much problem happened. So the king invited from India, Pema Sambhava, the great yogi. Then hooked those spirits by rising into the wrathful deity, Buddha, in the form of wrathful deity. Then hooked those spirits and subdued them, tamed them, and gave them order to become protector rather than harming, to become Dharma protector and to be situated around the snow, Himalayas, the snow mountains, you know, the border of the Tibet. So this part of the place, this part of Solukhumbu, this part of place, you know, regard the great yoga Pema Sambhava's holy place. There are many caves of this great yoga Pema Sambhava, left footprint, handprint. There are many things to do with Pema Sambhava. Holy water, long life water, long life water, long life nectar water, long life bath. So there are many things to see. There are so many caves. In the past, there have been many yogis who achieved very high realizations. There are many caves on those mountains, many men, yaks, for the yaks to meditate. The yaks go there and they have good time. in the caves, you know, they go to their sleep. Anyway, so my mother sent to that place, you know, by crossing over snow mountains, which takes 3 days or slow way, maybe 3 days, but maybe for Sherpas, those who go fast, maybe not sure, 2 days or I'm not sure what, 1 day or 2 days, something like that. But you have to cross very heavy, very dangerous point. That there's while you're walking over the snow, there's a cliffs. The many stories down, there's a water, you know, blue, you see. So on the surface, covered by snow. So everybody had ropes, Then one person sinks and they can pull up. So the first person who guides has the axe or whatever, you see, to guide the road. But I was carried, I didn't have to walk, I was carried. But the person who carried me, you know, when he falls down, then of course, see, I was carried on his back, he had his own luggage. You know, then on top of that, I was put on that and carried. One time I was carried by my teacher, but my second Albuquerque teacher. When I came from that country, when I came back to see my mother, and you know, like that, you see. So my second teacher, I carried, and he was maybe 60, maybe 70 years old, carried. So I was, you know, he had, you know, nighttime to sleep blanket, all that things, and food, and grasses. When you sleep in a cave, you see, put grasses, you know, to put in, to grasses to put under the shoes, not under the shoes, but inside the shoes. The shoes, the animal's skin, then you see woolen things, you know, around. So when you walk in snow, you see it's very cold. So you put grass, in the dry grass, inside the shoes to keep you warm, tight, warm. So this is how the shepherds were crossing the snow mountain. This is how they manage. So when new grass, the old grass, wet, you know, take it out and put new grass in, it keeps very warm, the feet are very comfortable. So anyway, then on top of that, then, on top of that, I was sitting, after all that, you see, food and blanket, and then I was put on the, so I was sitting there, then teacher, while he was carrying me with our luggage, then feed, I say, give food like this while we're walking. From the house, there was, you know, the meat is cooked, you see. Then cooked meat is passed like this. So I was eating, sitting on the behind the teacher. Anyway, so there's so very dangerous. Very dangerous road that, so there's a snow mountain. So you have to cross. And down there, you see, lakes, blue, dark, you see. So when there's an avalanche. So if there's avalanche can happen any time. So if the avalanche happens, then the person can totally disappear in snow. You know, in that minute, you never know where the person is. You know, all the snow is like that. So the person completely disappeared. So one time, small avalanche happened while we were crossing down. So the person was carrying me. He fell down quite steps. I met huge. Noise screamed. So there's some people, their luggage went all over the snow. So down below, there's if it fell down very heavily, then it can fall down or in the leg, very deep leg, you see. But there's some rocks. So the person said the luggage scattered all over the snow. But this person, he stood up, then he sang. He sang song, then he went to pick up his things after falling down. Anyway, like that. Then one place, you see, there's a huge mountain, and the rocks fall down, small, big, like that, you know. The small ones, they fall down, ting, like that. So, then there's also water. So then you have to cross this mountain. You have to go up, come down, or you go up, not straight like this, go up. Yeah. So it's a very, it's very interesting that I remember only going up, going down, I don't remember. Four times went, but all the time I was carried on the back. So what the Sherpas do is, before you cross this, where there's great danger, you may die there, you may die. Then here everybody stop. And then they drink the potato, very, very strong alcohol made from small potatoes. That's very, very, very strong So anyway, they drink chang, potato alcohols or the whatever they have. Then they generate heat. They make their hands warm. Then everybody carry their very heavy luggage, for trading or to sell things. They carry a huge load. Sometimes then they pull the yaks on those rocks. Somebody before, somebody after, pull the yaks. Unbelievable hard life. So anyway, so then once they start to work into the rich, up here, everybody do their prayers. Whatever prayer they know, mostly they recite Padmasambhava mantra. Then some recite Omani Padme Hum. So however, whatever prayer they know, from here to here, you hear the noise of the, you hear the sound of the prayer. Everybody reciting together, reciting something. Like that, something. Everybody recites, nonstop, which is very dangerous. So I think that time, real serious refuge, taking refuge to Buddha, to the deity. But as soon as they arrive here, face the danger, all the prayers stopped. The refuge stopped. Anyway, so like that. But then the surprising thing is, whenever the last person completes here, then the stone comes down. As soon as the last person, crosses this, then the stones come down. So the noise you hear, the noise stone falling down, you hear. So you so I thought, oh, somebody must be killed. But then always when the group is, the last person's cross, you see, the mountain. So very interesting because they do strong prayer, strong refuge to the Padmasambhava, to compassion Buddha, you see. So during that time, nothing happens. But then as soon as people arrive backside, cross the danger, then the stones fall down. But I find that interesting. So that means there's somebody protecting, guiding, you see.